Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. It's the 8th of January, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller have the news today, including the new Ag Economy Barometer now that the November election is passed, and also meet the new Indiana State Fair Queen. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin details what precipitation looks like for Indiana as the winter cold continues, and the ag market steady and mixed yesterday. We'll have settlements and Carl Setzer market analysis here on the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
How farmers really feel after the election, and introducing you to Miss Indiana State Fair. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. This month's Purdue Ag Economy Barometer tells us a lot about how farmers feel about the 2024 election. Before the election and then after, the survey asked 400 U.S. ag producers if environmental regulations impacting ag will be more restrictive, less restrictive, or about the same 5 years from now.
And the results in November, December compared to October are quite striking.
That's Jim Mintert, principal investigator of the survey, now professor emeritus at Purdue after his recent retirement.
61% of the people in the survey said they look for those environmental regulations affecting agriculture to be less restrictive.
In a similar way, producers were asked before and after the election about income taxes and whether they thought they'd be higher, lower, or about the same 5 years from now.
In October, only 8% said they expect to see lower income tax rates. In both November and December, that was up to 36%.
And Mintert says it was a similar story for estate tax rates, leading him to conclude that farmers' attitudes about the future are improved because they expect to see a different regulatory and tax environment. One question they began to ask after the election:
how likely do you think U.S. agriculture is at risk of a trade war that results in a significant decrease in U.S. ag exports?
And quite a few producers believe we are.
48% of producers in December said they think a trade war is either likely or very likely. That's up a little bit, up from 42% who felt that way in November.
And the final question:
do you think that the fall 2024 election outcome will lead to a farm safety net that is stronger than, weaker than, or about the same as before the election? And 55% said they expect to see a stronger safety net.
Hear more from Mintert in the Purdue Commercial AgCast that breaks down the barometer. Find it at HoosierAgToday.com.
Farmers, the Fort Wayne Farm Show celebrates 36 great years at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, January 14th to the 16th. Plan to attend this huge three-day event featuring the area's largest variety of farm equipment and technology. You could win the grand prize, a Toro MyRide Zero Turn lawnmower, courtesy of Plevna Implement. Admission is free.
The Fort Wayne Farm Show is next week, Tuesday through Thursday, the 14th through the 16th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, open Wednesday night till 8.
Miss Indiana State Fair 2025 was crowned over the weekend. CJ Miller has your introduction.
Woo, it just took me by surprise. I couldn't believe it.
And that's Pilar Bravo describing how she felt when she was crowned the winner of the 2025 Indiana State Fair Queen pageant. She was Miss Marion County 2024. She's also a graduate of Perry Meridian High School in Indianapolis.
So I'm a freshman at Marion University, and I'm majoring in business management and double minoring in sociology and Spanish. And afterwards, I plan to go to law school for corporate law.
Pilar not only has a passion for showing quarter horses, but she was also a 10-year member of Indiana 4-H.
Yeah, I grew up as a Hamilton County 4-H'er, surprisingly enough, and for 9 years at Hamilton County because that's where my mom and my grandmother did county fair, so that's where I started.
And with all of the food items at the Indiana State Fair, what is Pilar's all-time favorite?
I will have to say there was a Puerto Rican food truck that had been there past years. They weren't there last year, unfortunately, but hopefully they will be there this year, and I love their arroz con gandules.
I know arroz is a rice, correct?
Yes, that is rice.
Rice. And I missed the last part of that as well.
No, you're perfectly fine. It's called gandules, and it's pigeon peas.
Pigeon peas. Oh, okay.
Yes.
But they weren't there last year, but hopefully we can put in a call and find out who the vendor was and get them there for this year so we can get you stocked
I sure hope so. Because let me tell you, I will be there every day.
You can hear my full conversation with Pilar Bravo, Miss Indiana State Fair 2025 at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Looking to upgrade your equipment? Over 150 Keystone Cooperative assets are selling on Purple Wave this January and February. PurpleWave.com. Over 70 sprayers and spreaders from top brands like Case, John Deere, and Rogator. We've got Kenworth semis, fertilizer delivery trucks, water trucks, and more. Everything selling to the highest bidder with no reserve. Head to PurpleWave.com, get registered, and start bidding today.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the Hoosier State here over the next 24 hours or so, we're going to be dealing with some fairly strong north winds coming down the Great Lakes, coming down the fetch of Lake Michigan. So lake effect, clouds and light snow showers will be something that is in our forecast. Now, as we have pointed out before, when we talk lake effect, we're mostly talking northern tier counties of the state. Central and southern Indiana generally don't see much. Today, I do think that we see cloud cover offshoots from this lake effect flow pattern down at least into central Indiana. Not precipitation, of course. We're not concerned about that at all. But clouds, yes. And we're looking at partly to mostly sunny skies in southern Indiana as well. High pressure still is in control here. We're just seeing these strong winds increase the cloud cover some. Thursday, tomorrow turns out partly to mostly sunny. Friday is interesting. We've got a fairly significant storm complex trying to move through the deep south. The low is going to hug the Gulf Coast areas almost exclusively. Precipitation spread up across the rest of the deep south. I do think this throws some cloud cover in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. Big precipitation? No, I don't. I think all the significant moisture stays south of the Ohio River, but I won't rule out a flurry or two with the cloud cover here. We're dry for the start of the weekend. Saturday looks pretty nice. Got a clipper system moving through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes for Sunday. So clouds in over Indiana, maybe some light snow and flurries in northern tier counties. It doesn't amount to much, but the clouds are definitely something to contend with for Sunday into Monday. Lake effect will be an issue in Michigan and northern Indiana for Monday afternoon and Tuesday. Then we are dry for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. What I want to point out, though, is we have an even colder surge of Arctic air coming for next week versus what we've seen so far this season. Brutal cold air. 5,000 foot temperatures are going to be anywhere from 18 to 24 degrees below zero, and that is Celsius. So we are taking a look at some very, very cold air coming in over the Great Lakes and upper Midwest. Bundle up. It's going to be hitting the surface as well. Going to make life a little interesting as you're traveling to the farm show, but no big deal. You're going to be inside if you go to the farm show during this cold air blast next week. Behind the cold air, I do see us moderating temperatures briefly for Friday afternoon and Saturday. So late the 17th and the 18th, and then we go right back to cold air Sunday the 19th, and we stay in the cold air mass through the following week. The week of the 20th may start with a little light snow and flurries on that Monday, but outside of that, no major weather issues. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A very flat and mixed close. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. All the final numbers coming up, and there was very little movement.
But first, market analysis. And I secure that near the end of trade from Carl Setzer. He's with Consus Ag Consulting. Choppy and flat trade throughout the day and just not much momentum to be seen. So it looks like maybe we're already, Carl, positioning in front of those all-important reports come Friday from USDA.
Yeah, that's a lot of what's taking place here today, Andy. We saw choppy from the start in corn, soybeans, wheat, and really across the entire commodity complex. Just getting back from holiday trade, we saw some big gains and then see reversals. And then yesterday we were back again higher. Today started lower. It's just this collective trade back and forth. Funds really, not balancing their positions too much into the new year, holding pretty much where they were coming out of the old year. And that has also limited our movement, even though we see erratic trade during the session, such as today. We come back to even at most times and on both sides because we just can't get any fund activity to push the market one way or the other. And as you said, a lot of this is positioning ahead of Friday's reports. Of course, we get the quarterly stocks data out. Will in effect give us our official old crop carryout numbers as of December 1st. Will indicate where we were at the end of last year versus this year. And then we will start to see what our first quarter demand was. And that's going to be a big one. The first quarter demand always tends to be the biggest of the year. But trade also coming back to that WASDE report. This also a very big report because it'll contain the final old crop production numbers on corn and soybeans, in effect giving us our final yield adjustments for the year. From here on out, it's demand to drive futures. Looking at maybe a little bit of a reduction in yield from what we had last month, of course, we are already seeing carryout numbers that are right at projected usage. We don't have a lot of wiggle room in our production and our stocks to use. So any reduction to yield, if we don't see a cut in demand to follow with it, a little bit of price rationing likely to develop in the market.
What is the latest in South America as far as the dryness there, the extended forecast for possible moisture, and what impact, if at all, that might have had on the Tuesday markets?
Yeah, we did see a little bit of pressure early Tuesday as we saw a wetter forecast come out for Argentina. The thing is, the rains that are forecast are 2 weeks out. Parts of Argentina will have went 8 to 10 weeks without measurable precipitation over this period, definitely putting some stress on the crop. We're starting to look a little bit more at Brazil now as well. Brazilian weather turning dry out. Rio Grande do Sul has stalled their corn planting. Soil's just too dry to put the seeds in the ground. Also, parts of Brazil getting excessive moisture, and this is leading to delays in the soybean harvest, pushing Safrina planting back, already 2 weeks delayed. This is where we continue to see that fund activity come in, seeing them add a little bit of weather premium into this market, seeing futures undervalued at the current time, given those weather forecasts in South America.
Carl Setzer at Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Market Review, here are Tuesday's settlements just to the high side in the corn market. March 458 up a quarter. May up a half at 465 and three quarters. July up a quarter, 468 and a quarter. And just to the downside in beans, March 997 and a quarter, a half cent lower. May down a penny at 10.07 and three quarters, and July down a penny and a half, 10.19. A couple of cents higher on March wheat, 5.42 and a half. May also up two at 5.54 and a half. The meats quiet and mixed. February live cattle, 195.57, up 37 cents. Febline hogs down 47 cents, 79.17. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.